Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our labels series, and we were in Luke chapter 8. And originally, I had hoped to go through, I know some of our folks teaching were able to kind of cover two different stories. We were looking at Jesus calming the storm, but also Jesus healing the man who was possessed by many demons. And I focused pretty exclusively on just Jesus calming the storm. And he sends his disciples out, Luke 8, verses 22 through 25. He sends his disciples out. He tells them, let's get into the boat and let's go to the other side. And that's pretty important because he doesn't say, let's get in the boat so we can drown. He says, let's get in the boat so we can go to the other side. So he's told them, we're going to make it to the other side. And but what happens is as they go out, he falls asleep. And then this enormous storm comes, hits the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee is actually, from what I understand, kind of known for that some sudden storms that are pretty awful can hit it pretty quickly. And that's what happens here. And it overwhelms these guys who, some of them are professional fishermen. And they cry out, you know, Jesus, we're master, we're drowning, right? You know, get up. And it's unclear whether they think he can do anything about it or not. Because what happens is Jesus stands up and he rebukes the wind and the waves. And everything calms down, and they say, who is this? Who commands even the wind and the waves? So they, you know, it's interesting. He doesn't rebuke it, and they go, we knew he could do that. Instead, they're like, who is this man? Which is a central question throughout the entire Gospel of Luke. When you read Luke, one of the things you should notice is that Luke keeps basically saying, he keeps telling these stories to prove that Jesus is the Son of God, that he's the Messiah. You keep hearing that question over and over. Who is this? Who is this that can forgive sins? Who is this that teaches with such authority? Who is this that casts out impure spirits and they listen to him? Who is this that commands the wind and the waves and they obey him? And the clear answer is, man, he's God in the flesh. These are things that the God of the Old Testament, the God of the history, the God of the nation of Israel did all through the Old Testament, commanded the wind and the waves, commanded the spirits, had authority to forgive sin. And here Jesus is doing all of those things and claiming all of those things for himself because he says, I and the Father are one. But then Jesus asks them a question. And that's where I focused a lot of our attention on Sunday. He says, where is your faith? And in Mark and Matthew, when they tell this story, Jesus says, why are you so afraid? And that's really, when you think about it, a challenging question. Because it's like, what do you mean, why are you so afraid? Or, you know, where is your faith? It's like, it looked like we were going to drown. I mean, these waves and the wind, this is horrifying. It's terrifying. I picture being out on the ocean like at night. I mean, that scares me, even just thinking about it in some ways. And so it seems totally reasonable in some ways that these guys would be terrified. It's logical in one way. I mean, you see the storm, you see the wind, you see the waves, you see the boat beginning to capsize, and it's like, well, of course they would be afraid. But on the other hand, it's not logical in the sense of, wait a second, we've forgotten who's in the boat with us. We have a man sitting here, sleeping underneath, right? Which that should tell you something. He's totally at peace. He doesn't seem to be concerned. We've got a guy who we've seen cast out demons and raise the dead and heal people. That's, I think, the point. Jesus is looking at these guys saying, do you not trust me? Do you recognize who I am? And do you recognize what I said? I said we were going to the other side. Why don't you trust me and trust in my word? And I think that's sort of the question for us is, do we trust Jesus? Do we trust in his word? The storms of life are inevitable. They're going to come. And I don't think Jesus is saying the storms aren't real. Hey, it's all an illusion. The waves aren't really there. No, no, no. Like, stuff happens, and sometimes it's really hard. I talked with a guy just this week. His wife has been diagnosed with cancer. She was diagnosed a number of years ago. And has gone through treatment. It's an aggressive form of cancer. Doing really well, but the numbers beginning to climb again. New form of treatment coming. I mean, those are the moments and seasons that test this theology, right? Do we trust him? Do we believe that no matter what, he is trustworthy? And that he's going to be with us in the boat, through the storms, that he's going to watch over us? And not saying that... It's not always that he takes the storm away, as it were, but he promises his presence in the midst of it. And he promises, we have so many promises in the scriptures. One of the things I said on Sunday is we don't gain confidence and boldness in the midst of those storms by looking at the circumstances or by just trying to stay positive in the midst of it, but rather by keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus and on the promises that he's given us. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We are his and he is ours. We have eternal life in him, the forgiveness of sins. We are chosen in him before the foundation of the world. One day Jesus is going to return, he says, and wipe away every tear from our eye. And all the former things will have passed away. Death will be no more, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Do we trust in those promises that Jesus, he's working all things for our good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose? That he who began a good work in us will bring it to completion on the day of Christ Jesus, that we're not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, by making known our requests to him, and then seeing that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. That's how, I think, when he says, man, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Have faith. It's not just staying positive even when it doesn't make sense. It's not, I'm just going to believe even though I have no reason. No, it's keeping our eyes fixed on Christ, trusting him, believing his promises, come what may. Let me pray for you, and then let me encourage you to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, will you give us that faith? Will you increase our faith? Will you help us not to be afraid? There are a lot of things right now in our culture, in our world, on a daily basis, God, that try to incite fear and panic and anxiety in us. And I pray, God, that we would keep our eyes fixed on you. And we would find there in you, Lord, and through you, boldness and confidence to move forward in faith. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now and pray for yourself.